Did or didn't play with Clifton?
Did?
Yeah, one year. Okay.
You keep up with Scott? You talk to Scott in here?
Yeah, I talked to him after the preseason game. That's how he's doing it. That's family and stuff he's doing.
What's it like going up against a guy like that that you have history with and go back?
It was fun, you know. I mean, it don't be a dirty thing, you know. It's just like you're out there competing and, you know, having fun and stuff like that, you know. It's not like you're out there trying to take somebody out or anything.
What's he good at? What kind of challenge he presents?
Strong. He's real strong. He's a world champion or something wrestler in like high school. So he's got strong hands. He know how to leverage them. That's how he was in college.
What does it say that this team, if you guys win Sunday, you tie the franchise record for most consecutive wins in a regular season? What does that say for this bunch?
Nothing really. I mean, I'm just looking at one game at a time. It'll be all good, you know, I guess, for the record book. But, you know, as far as that concerned to me, I'm not really worried about that. All I'm doing is worry about getting, you know, this game past us or behind us. So, I mean, it'd be nice being in record books, but I'm not really thinking about that way.
Are most guys not even aware of anything like that? I mean, because you guys seem to be so focused in on the small picture that while everybody else talks about the big picture, you guys don't seem to be concerned with it at all.
Yeah, maybe after the season or something like that, then we'll look back on it. But as far as right now, you know, this is records. They don't do anything for you right now, you know. You just have to go out there and play your game and, I guess, break all these records that you can.
How crazy is it for the offensive line, 7 games and then giving up 2 sacks?
You mean how crazy it is?
Is that ridiculously good protection?
Yeah, it is. I'm glad I don't have to face these guys, because then I wouldn't be, I guess, talked about as much as the people talk about me now.
How many sacks do you think you have to go up against the offensive line? You got 6.
For me, I'd probably get about 4 or 5.
But is that as many games you played on the outside this Monday night as maybe you've done in a long time? You had to bounce out there a little bit because of...
No, not really. I mean, I wasn't out there for maybe four or five plays. I mean, I've done a little more. As the season go on, you know, Washington saying that he wants me to play out there a little more. So I guess the more you'll see more to come. It starts coming up here.
You guys had the fat head of Manning last week. Have you got a picture of Rogers or anything like that up there?
They ain't got a fat head of Rogers too, but he ain't put it up
there. No,
it's in the box. So I looked, there's a fat head sitting beside our door.
Yeah.
And I looked at the tag. I thought it was Peyton's, and he was going to send it back, his money back. I don't know. But, but I looked, and it's Aaron Rodgers, but he hadn't put it up yet. Maybe it'll be up tomorrow.
Has he got one for every quarterback he'll play the rest of the year, you think?
This is surprising to me. I didn't know he was going to have one like that.
Marsh said they sent it to him.
You think
he's got so much publicity?
Oh, really?
His papers.
Yeah.
You think there's a Kyle Orton shot head out there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it could be. Or
Sage Rosenfeld's fat head.
I believe there might be a Sage out there. might have Brett in the Jets uniform, too, you know? Or maybe they got a uniform or a fat head of number 4 uniform we could put on Brett or something like that over his Green Bay stuff.
Different playing them without Brett at quarterback. I know you faced him in the preseason with that.
It is, but I thought I wasn't going to face Brett this year, and then he decided to come back. Yeah. Now he's at the Jets, so, you know, it always looks forward because I had my helmet and stuff ready for him to sign, and now he ain't going to be there, but definitely going to bring that Green Bay helmet when we play the Jets.
You think you're signing?
I hope so. Yeah. Why wouldn't he? I mean, he did play there. Kind of made his legacy there, so I hope so.
You think the coaching staff's hurt from Brett as far as giving up game plan this week?
No, I doubt that. I don't have his cell number or anything like that. I wish I could and find out some stuff about it, but no, not really. I always get that stuff from Scott.
That was obviously a big story over the summer, but 7 weeks in or 8 weeks in, hasn't the Green Bay quarterback situation isn't the pomp and circumstance people thought it would be, a testament maybe to what Rodgers has been doing?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's a first-round pick. I mean, he was a great quarterback in college. I mean, we know he had the skills. He sat behind probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback, and took it all in. You look at him, he's like a younger Favre out there. You know, he's running around doing some of the pump fakes, and just he looks a lot like Favre just wearing a number 12 jersey.
So it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who's playing well.
No, not at all. I mean, this is definitely the best team we've faced so far.
What do you think about those cheese heads those fans wear on their heads?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I wonder what their hair smells like. Yeah. Wearing cheese on your head. Yeah. Hey, it's mold.
The humility of this team. You guys 7-0, but you don't act anywhere. You act like Mark, you're 0-7 and 7-0. Is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, we just take it seriously, I guess. You know, every opponent is important, no matter who we're playing. And we don't want to, you know, overlook anybody. We want to take it like this is the first game of the season, and we got to go get that first win.